Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ooh. You guys ready? Cinnamon gum! Wow, that was a quick walk-up. Everybody, all together now. Ready? Cinnamon gum!
You okay? Hairball?
Had a hairball there. I needed that. I needed that. Thank you.
What a great song.
It's really funny when at the 3 o'clock hour, they're like, Michael Maggie's coming in. And then I just, when I log in, the text line is like, cinnamon gum, cinnamon gum, cinnamon gum, cinnamon gum, cinnamon gum. So
we made him wait for it today.
You guys made me wait. But you know what? It was worth it, because in the 5 o'clock hour, people are in their cars and you know they sang cinnamon gum, because that is clearly what Steve Perry says at the beginning of that song.
Dan, I couldn't help but notice you took your headphones off when the song started and put them on as soon as it faded away.
Well, it is kind of loud.
When he screams cinnamon gum in your ear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, I mean,
how dare you, Daniel?
And think of all the people in their cars who are screaming cinnamon gum and probably scared the passenger.
They're not half an inch away from my eardrum.
I mean, good point. So, well, you know, you could have screamed along with me. It could be like a, you know, group effort, kids.
So you keep trying to make it a group effort and it never
nobody's
succeeds.
Ever participated with you.
You're well, that's always, not true. We did in the beginning.
Yeah, the first time. The first time.
But it's so much better as a solo act. You'd really nail it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're into it. We're not.
I know, but
we won't bring the passion like you do.
After like the 7,000th time of playing it, it's still fresh. It's still awesome. It's just
that's
just
an interesting take.
Just as awesome. Shut up, Dan.
That made me laugh so hard I coughed.
Why is that vinyl smooth?
It's just as awesome as it was the first time. So,
wow.
Dan.
I have a question that I don't know anybody in this room can answer. First of all, I want to say, I am sorry that some young people were either injured or lost their lives in these alleged attacks on Hezbollah.
Oh, but, no, they were attacks.
Okay. Why'd you take am I talking too loud?
No.
You can turn the volume.
Inside baseball, I use one over the ear, one can over the ear, and one not.
So do I, because, well, I do the same thing.
Over the ear.
Yeah, I noticed it.
Moved it.
Yeah, I don't wear a headphone over my right ear because I don't want to lose all of my hearing. I want some of it when I'm older.
That's part of it.
But anyway.
What?
I find myself fascinated by this story out of Lebanon where yesterday all these pagers blew up at the exact same time at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Is bonkers bananas.
I mean, it's right out of a spy movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, and so like yesterday, I think the number is now up to 14 people have been killed. And I'm sure most of them, because some of them were, a couple of them were kids, but most of them were terrorist ne'er-do-wells. And like just under 3,000 people were injured.
That was yesterday.
Right. Yesterday, the pagers were blown up. Today, Hezbollah walkie-talkies were blowing up, If I was in Hezbollah, after yesterday, I'm not touching any communication device.
Any device of any kind. No. No to the devices.
And that's part of the goal of what the attack was, to disrupt communications among the Iranian proxy group.
And it was, and wait, how many? It was 3,000 pagers yesterday, but how many?
I don't know that it was 3,000
pagers. It was about 4,000 pagers.
Oh, 4,000 pagers. Oh,
then why aren't more than why aren't there more people injured?
Because as they detonated, so there's been so much confusion in how this actually went down. It all plays into the skepticism of how did they manage to get this done? So the thought initially was that these things just blew up out of nowhere. Which they did, in a sense, but they all overheated slowly the way that lithium-ion batteries do before they exploded. And so for many of them, they realized, why is my pocket 1,400 degrees?
But they didn't rig them?
That's not...
Oh, they were rigged.
That's not what they're saying occurred.
Yeah,
They were saying that they, at some point, they got extra technology in there to be able to detonate
with
these
some
things.
Explosives.
They did, and a coder.
And a code, and they send the code... And the pager goes off. They check the pager, and then seconds later, the explosion
and
goes off.
Apparently, the message that was sent to these pagers looked like a message from the top echelon of Hezbollah. So they thought, you know, because they read this text.
I'm getting a text from work.
They read this text or page, whatever you want to call it, and it's like, okay, boom!
Mm-hmm.
Wait, tell me more about this walkie-talkie business. Well, I had not heard any of this.
Well, so today, Hezbollah uses very low-tech equipment to communicate because you can't listen in and eavesdrop if you're the Israelis, which is obviously who they hate. And so you can't eavesdrop on a page. You can't eavesdrop on a walkie-talkie conversation easily. And so... They use walkie-talkies, and they use pagers, and that's how they communicate. New phone, who dis? Very good, Sam.
New pager, kaboom!
Like the head of Hezbollah told all of the people a couple years ago, throw away your cell phones, have your wives throw away their cell phones, your kids can't have cell phones, because they knew that the Mossad in Israel is one of the most brilliant intelligence agencies on this planet.
Oh yeah.
And somehow it is believed that they knew that there were a ton of pagers going to Lebanon, right, where Hezbollah is. And the thinking is that they, you know, obviously who uses a pager anymore? It's not 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And Hezbollah does. They disrupted this shipment, which was coming in from Budapest, Hungary. They disrupted the shipment, opened up all these pagers, put in a small detonator, okay, and a coder. Zip the pager back up, put it back in the box. Grab the next pager. Let's put the detonator in this one, the coder in this one, zip it back up, back in the box. And then the shipment continued on. This is just the prevalent thinking here. The shipment continues on to Lebanon. Hezbollah starts passing out all their pagers. Hey, come get your pager, blah, 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 blah. And about a month later, Israel forces allegedly send everybody a message at the exact same time. Boom, 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 boom. Thousands of times. Then today, somehow, they must have gotten their hands on the walkie-talkies.
A new order of walkie-talkies.
Seriously,
maybe.
If I am Hezbollah, I am not touching I'm not touching anything.
But as I said in the 2 o'clock hour, it made sense how they got all of the pagers to go off at the same time because you can hit it with a long distance signal. These walkie talkies don't have a long distance signal, hence why they're a walkie talkie and not a phone.
The only thing I can think of is there was a timer device inside the walkie talkies. And they set the time.
Set to like 6 months or whatever.
So probably 1 month. I don't know.
Maybe some type of receiver inside to...
This whole thing sounds super Mission Impossible.
I know!
Super Mission Impossible.
I got up at 5:30 this morning, and because T got up, she had to go to work, and usually I'll go back to sleep for a little bit. I was so excited to turn on the news to find out the latest of what was going on in Lebanon, because I find this story to be absolutely fascinating.
Why is my walkie-talkie ticking?
Like, stupid. I don't think that's the kind of timer they were using. Let's go to Aaron. What's up, man?
Hi, Aaron.
Hey. So I am terrified to buy a new phone now because, you know, who checks a phone for explosives before you start using it? But the thing I was going to say is supposedly an Iranian ambassador had a pager, and so did two of his clerks.
Yeah.
Why would an ambassador have a Hezbollah
pager? Do you want to answer your own question, Aaron?
No. I know. It's because they're embedded into Iran.
Yeah. Well, because they're a proxy militia.
Well, yes. And so all of this, we didn't know anything about Hezbollah. We don't know anything. Well, they've proven that wrong.
Thanks, Aaron.
Don't hold on to your phone too tight.
Some of this video
don't engage in ne'er-do-wellism.
Ne'er-do-well.
You're going to be just fine going to the cell phone store.
Some of this video that's coming out is just bonkers of people in markets and on the street.
Oh, the guy buying grapes?
Yeah.
And can we go back to the
kablam!
Guy? The guy buying grapes, who somebody next to him exploded, and then he's like, well, these peaches look good.
Yeah, the guy next to him was like,
He looked unfazed.
No. I know exactly what you're talking about. There was the guy buying grapes had his pager in his satchel and it goes off and boom, all these papers fly out and the guy to his right takes off running. And then a guy who is off screen at the moment, if I remember the video correctly, comes walking into the screen. Is like, oh, this apricot.
Look at this apricot.
Rather ripe.
Mm. Looks down at the guy like, man, that must be painful. How are these? Two for one? I'm going to have to get a couple of these.
You're talking about that guy who just stares down at
him. He looks at him and he's like, oh, man, that's a good deal on those apples. I'm going to have to get a bag.
You get knocked down, but she'll get up again.
Yeah, he will not. He will not be getting back
you
up
You good,
again.
Bro? Okay. All right.
Oh, from apricots.
And by the way, we talked about this yesterday. Think, back in the day when we all had pagers, except you, Sam. Where did we often carry them? Either attached to our belt
your belt loop.
Next to your, or in your front jeans pocket, right next to your. There are a lot of men in Lebanon today who are missing their.
With serious injuries.
They're
to
not
their
making
midsection.
More terrorists, so that's for sure.
913.
What's wrong with you?
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Stupid.
I want to clarify this real quick. From 1148, I don't think it's right to make fun of this being the exploding pagers and walkie-talkies in Lebanon, because some innocent people were injured too. You guys are better than this. I have been very clear, and I've said it twice. I said it twice in the first segment of the 5 o'clock hour, where I said, I am very sorry that some innocent people were caught up in this. But I am not sorry, and by the way, we're not making fun of this or innocent people getting hurt or killed. We are better than that. That's right. And we're not making fun of that. We're making fun of terrorists who walk around with pagers and get a text on their page and look at it and their hand blows off, or they have it in their pocket and their you-know-what blows off. That's what we're making fun of. All the jokes have been at their expense, not the expense of the innocent people who were hurt or killed. But keep this in mind. Hezbollah is an awful, awful terrorist organization that is hell-bent on destroying the nation of Israel. So is Hamas. So is Iran, which finances both of those organizations, and they also finance the Houthis in Yemen, but they'll never admit it. And strangely, the ambassador to Lebanon from Iran was injured. So were two of his consulars, or whatever they're called, diplomats, because their Hezbollah-provided pagers went off. And now Iran can no longer deny that they are intrinsically involved in this horrible terrorist organization.
Now, we made mention in the 2 o'clock hour that there's got to be an inside guy here.
Oh,
there's got to be a mole.
Without question.
From the text line, I bet the walkie-talkies were already listening to the Hamas radio channel. They have a specific channel that they were communicating on.
I think they meant Hezbollah radio channel.
Thank you. Just waiting for the signal to come in with the code on it.
Huh.
That even more solidifies that there is a mole, because how would they know what frequency to be on?
Bob in Leawood. Hello, Bob. Hi, Bob.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
I think that yesterday's turn of events and this morning's turn of events are absolutely ingenious. It struck at the heart of the people that have been nothing but a thorn in the side of the region. And everybody that's a member of or associated with Hezbollah is checking everything from the remote control to the TV to their toaster to their cell phone. And it was hilarious watching these bozos get smacked. Because that's what they are, Scott. You said it best. Terrorists. And unfortunately, the collateral damage of war, probably some innocent civilians.
Sadly, that's true.
And that's the reality in every conflict. Unfortunately, it's unavoidable. I spoke to a buddy of mine that spent almost 13 years with the Central Intelligence Agency about this. And he says that probably what occurred was the in some capacity, and that there are explosives. And he said probably 3.5 to 3 ounces of a liquid explosive was added to a circuit board of some kind, and it solidifies and virtually undetectable unless you got a mass spectrometer. And from what I understand from news reports, they had to initiate this plan because they feared it was about to become uncovered by the intelligence agencies that were monitoring the Hezbollah. But if you didn't think I chuckled about the guy in the market that had his fatherhood blown off, I did. And you know what? You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
And keep in mind, that one's easy to laugh at, Bob. And thank you for the call, my friend, because no one around him was hurt except him. The guy who was to his right just took off running. He's probably doing just fine today.
I'm sure those grapes were a little bit warmer than they were before.
And the guy who came over take a look at the kiwi, he was fine. And the guy who came running in to get the buy one, get two pear special, he's fine too. So the satchel guy, which is one of only a handful of the explosives I've seen, everybody around him was fine. So I'm going to laugh at that one.
If the lithium-ion battery goes off near grapes, do they become raisins?
Mike in Topeka. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. As far as the walkie-talkies go, I think a lot of times when we hear the term walkie-talkie, you tend to think kids' toys. When you get into consumer-grade or higher-end professional-type walkie-talkies, think police departments use walkie-talkies. They can have a range anywhere from 50 to 75 miles easily. Even some of the lower-end, you know, just bare-bones basic models that you can get at, like, Walmart can have a range up to a mile. So, you know, whoever was sending out the it's time to go bye-bye signal could be anywhere within a few blocks up to many miles away.
Hmm.
That was all.
Okay. And I would wonder, because I just really find the way that the Israeli intelligence agencies work to be utterly fascinating, and how they were able to pull this off. I mean, there will be movies made about this. This is one of the most brilliant. Yeah, I don't want to call it attack. Well, I guess it was an attack. Counterattack, really, for all the things that Hezbollah has done to them over the years that I think I've ever seen. It was absolutely brilliant. Whoever came up with this, give him a raise. Or her.
Call him and let him know.
I will not be calling them. I'm not touching my cell phone. 913-586-7798. Michael Maggie's in. Sam Stevie the Third. My name's Scott. Here on KMBZ.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a catchy little ditty.
This is Volbeat, one of my favorite bands.
I'm sorry, it's who?
Volbeat. They're from Denmark.
They are fantastic. They've got about a half dozen amazing songs. Outside of those half dozen, they get weird.
Oh, I don't agree with
that
at all.
Did you say they are from Denmark?
Yeah.
We are from Denmark.
We are Volbeat. We sing rock and roll.
He's got one of the greatest voices I've ever heard, and there are times I can't understand a word coming out of his mouth. It's a good thing they put the lyrics in the CD case.
I mean, he does have a song where the chorus is counting all the blanks in the room. It's just kind of weird.
Wait, are you sure about that lyric? That's from Lola Montez.
No, that's Still Counting.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's a weird song, and it's literally his most listened to song.
What do you mean weird? That's one of my favorites.
All right.
I'm just counting blanks in the room, mm-hmm. and I see I'm not alone.
Right. I'm just saying.
I love it when you two crack yourselves up. You're like,
and I see I'm not alone. Sorry. Media darling. What do you really do besides run around to cocktail parties and not have cocktails?
Wait, what? Like, what's my big boy job?
Yes. I've known you for
300 years.
And I've never known.
Well you're only 35.
I knew you were a travel writer, but that was part time.
Yes.
I've never known what you do for a living.
My big boy job is I do personal branding. I'm at a boutique marketing.
Like you brand a cow?
No, it is not. It is personal branding. I find really strategic, mindful ways to shamelessly, blatantly promote people without anyone knowing they're being shamelessly, blatantly promoted. So it's like those things. It's like that old philosophical adage where if a tree falls in the woods and no one hears it, does it make a sound?
Well, I don't know. Why don't you ask Sam that?
Sam, if a tree falls in the woods and no one hears it, does it make a sound?
I don't know.
Okay, well, anyway.
Wait. Tell Michael what you did that one day.
I don't even remember what I said, but it was so wrong. Oh, here it is.
What?
Hang on.
I'm a very wise person. I think about what I say before I say it. And on June 9th of 2020, I dropped this gem.
If a tree falls in the woods, does it actually fall in the woods?
What is wrong?
The answer is yes, it does actually fall in
there. Okay, weirdo.
Anyway, back to you, Michael Mack.
Anyway, so personal branding is like that adage where if a tree falls in the woods and no one hears it, doesn't make a sound. Well, personal branding is like if you do all these really great, amazing things and no one knows about them, does anyone care? Did you actually do them? So what I do is I help people put their best, authentic, genuine self out there. And let me tell you, I've gotten to be pretty good at it because you know who has a really good personal brand? I do!
Why are you yelling at me?
I just wanted to reinforce
that.
What have
I done?
I just wanted to reinforce that. So yeah, that's what I've been doing for the last couple of years and I've gotten to be really good at it. So
personally brand me.
Well, I mean...
Oh, I got to do something good first, don't I?
Well, I mean, you are your own personal brand. You don't really do
anything.
Because
I'm on the radio?
Yeah, you just sort of exist. You know who I
wow.
could...
Wow!
You know...
Wow!
No, you are a good... You're your own personal brand.
Call me ugly
brand.
Without calling me ugly, honey.
No, you're your own personal brand and you don't even know it. You know who...
You just exist.
No, that is a massive compliment disguised by a massive insult.
It is neither. Okay, both of you dorks. You know who we could do personal branding on is Samuel L. Stevie. Who?
I'm right here. Take it away.
By the way, I need to remind all the listeners, if you haven't already, you need to go to The Pitch and vote for Samuel L. Stevie for Best Radio Personality. Can you believe that who we're all up for it? Which is crazy because I'm never on this show.
Yes, you are.
I'm like once a month. But like
more than that, but okay.
All right. So you, me, Dana, and Sam. But I'm telling you right now, if you vote for anybody but Sam, you are dead to me. So Sam for Best Radio Personality, Pitch Best
Thank
of.
You.
Thank You're
you.
Welcome. And if you don't vote for me for Best Local Personality and Best Local TV Personality,
you
you're dead
shameless.
To me. Well,
personal branding.
Personal branding. So anyway, if you need personal branding assistance or if you have more questions, you can find me on the LinkedIn's because that's what I do.
All right.
Or at
MichaelMackey.com.
Sean Diddy Combs is having another bad day. He will continue.
So busted.
To be held without bail, according to a judge this evening, on charges including sex trafficking by force, transportation to engage in prostitution, and racketeering conspiracy.
You know what sweetens the deal with this whole thing? Because I think that he's an absolute... Well, anyway...
gross person?
He is in the notoriously worst jail in New York City.
Oh, he's in the Metro.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, Metropolitan Detention Center of Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Andrew Carter denied bail and ordered Combs remanded into custody, where his attorney said he would be held in the special housing unit of Metropolitan Detention Center, Brooklyn. Carter, the judge, said the government had provided sufficient evidence that Combs is a danger to the community and a danger to obstruct justice and intimidate witnesses. Carter said the defense's proposed bail package was insufficient. Insufficient? He offered $50 million.
Still seems insufficient. Flight risk. Flight risk.
P. Diddy did not appear to react, but had his eyes cast downward while seated at the defense table.
Well, so, his plea today was that he would not, if he did get out on bail, he would not be around any women for any reason other than, I think, women that were related to him. That was another...
Sure.
That's
sure.
another...
What, are we going to put cameras in his house in every room?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that was another, like...
Oh, he's already got cameras in there.
Hail Mary.
Fair point.
It's part of the allegations.
Or Hail Diddy, whatever. Hail
so,
Mary.
So he stands to be in jail until his trial, and if convicted, would go straight to prison. So is it fair to say that yesterday morning... when he was arrested, might have been his last free day on this planet?
Could be a fair argument.
Because if convicted, he that faces is, life in prison.
I never thought about that. That was his last free day. Ooh, did he?
From the lavish lifestyle to three hots and a cot.
All,
and of course, all the conspiracy theorists are saying that there won't be many three hots and a cot.
Don't say that. I know what you're trying to say.
Don't say that
on the air.
I am not in any way, shape, or form supporting vigilante justice within the jail system. I would like to make that very clear.
Okay. I saw Dana and Scott on a Kansas City TV show, and I know that she is beautiful and Scott is handsome. He is not ugly. Thank you.
I don't ever... Did I call you a leper? I don't think...
No, you said I just exist.
You did now.
Well, good Lord. No, I said by... People would kill to be in your shoes.
I know that, and I'm very well aware. I know. I'm one of the luckiest people on the planet.
Well, let's put our efforts and energy into propping that guy up because...
And I did vote for Sam many, many times because you can vote more than once.
You can vote every day.
But you can?
Yes.
Oh, God. We've created a monster.
Okay, my ego exploded for about an hour, but you know better than anybody that I am the most insecure, self-hating person that you have ever met.
I wouldn't say self-hating, but you are very insecure.
But when you win...
But that's what I was getting ready to say. If Sam wins standalone award...
Not if... When
Sam wins Radio Personality of the Year from The Pitch, that studio is not big enough to fit that head.
Oh, I've already got plans in to widen the doorway so I can get in and out.
I mean,
you have...
It will never end.
You have exactly 7 more days to vote, and you can vote... Every day for the you could vote for multiple email addresses.
I have refused to comment on it thus far. It is truly an honor. Whoever nominated me, thank you.
Well, it would have to be more than one.
I don't feel like people. I deserve it.
Yeah, you don't get on that list by one person nominating.
Well, you guys are awesome.
But that does speak volumes to the power of this show. And yes, listeners, it is your show. But that speaks volumes because Dana, Scott, you, and me, a fill-in, are all up for Best Radio Personality. Oh, snap!
I'm not going to lie. When I saw your name on there, I'm like, what? And no offense to you, you're a great fill-in host.
I know.
But you're a fill-in.
I know.
You just exist to fill in.
Oh, shots fired!
All right, this is going to be a fun back and forth. One more segment, and then bonus hour.
When we get back...
You know I love you, you weirdo.
A cheap form of Ozempic is coming, and also how Kansas City's new airport... I know it's a new terminal, not a new airport, Scott. Ranks among the best airports. We'll get to that and much more coming up in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Story here from the New York Post. Novo Nordisk, the Danish pharmaceutical company that manufactures Ozempic, said it is very likely the cost of the popular diabetes-turned-weight-loss drug will be cut in the second round of Medicare drug price negotiations. Ulrich Atte, the company's senior vice president of finance and operations, made the claim in New York earlier this week, saying, quote, it is very likely that Ozempic will be part of negotiations in the coming round, and we are ready for that. Without insurance, Ozempic can cost U.S. patients on average $1,200 a month. Compare that to $59 a month in Germany. Good.
I'm on the semi-glutides.
You are?
Yeah, I swear by it. It's the weight has come off incrementally, but you have to admit, I have slimmed down.
You have. You look very suave.
Suave and debonair.
Listen to this, gang. Kansas City International Airport has been ranked as the 3rd best large airport in the nation when it comes to traveler satisfaction.
Heyo.
How
about that?
Good for us.
Kansas City aviation officials announcing today that KCI had ranked 3rd.
Do you think we've moved past the sentiment of hating the new airport because we liked the old one?
I love it. I absolutely love it. 40 gate terminal, $1.5 billion. Okay, that's about
I've only had a couple of experiences with it. Both were kind of clustery, but...
You flew out of the new KCI?
I did.
When did you do that?
I flew out, and then I picked people up on 2 separate occasions. And,
When you flew out, where did you fly to? I don't remember that.
I went to Michigan last year.
Oh, you flew to Michigan?
I did.
Okay. I thought you always drove that.
No, last year I flew out. It was really nice. Good. This year I did the 13-hour drive.
Oof.
It's a doozy.
That's a long one. Oof.
It is cheaper than flying, though, believe it or not.
The return to the office just might be worth it. Employees who make it off their couch and into the office are rewarded by their bosses. An overwhelming 86% of U.S. CEOs say they will reward employees who make an effort to come into the office with favorable assignments, raises, or promotions, according to a survey by the company KPMG. This comes as the higher-ups increasingly favor a full return to the office shift, but understand the need for some flexibility.
I don't know why I'm so confused by this.
What?
You're getting rewarded for doing quite literally the bare minimum. Showing up.
Well, yeah, yes, but you've been in a mood today, brother. I'm telling you.
Well, this is a hot topic for me.
Hot topic.
Welcome to 2019, people. I don't know if you know this, but for, I don't know, a millennia, people showed up to a workplace to work.
According to this KPMG CEO, Paul Knopp, employees develop faster, learn faster, gain new skills faster by in-person interaction or in-person learning or in-person mentoring, in-person development. I heard a lot of in-person there.
A lot.
He claimed this. A lot. He claimed this to be especially true for younger workers. However, employees are divided on the belief that swiping into the office helps to get them ahead. Only about half of American workers agree that people working in office have an advantage over those working 100% remotely when it comes to getting raises, bonuses, and promotions. 44% of American workers say they would be willing to take a pay cut if it meant they had more freedom to work remotely.
Good. Take your pay cut. Do we get a raise for coming in? Because I'll still show up. I'll still do the bare minimum.
Gen Z is not ready but excited to show up.
I mean, there's just so many benefits to in-person communication. It is quite literally the most intimate form of communication. It's pretty hard to build chemistry and, a rapport with your coworkers when you're like, hey, Jim, here's our 20-minute Zoom call that we have every 3 days. How was your last 3 days, Jim? That's great, Jim. Bye. Click.
I remember filling in 2020 when I had to Zoom with you.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was going to die. I had to, like, watch your face because, you know, you have these subtle facial expressions. Like, you know, you tell me things that we're about to do without really saying them. So it was kind of crazy. That was the worst.
I was very happy that you guys were adamant about coming back to work.
Thank God we're back in the studio.
I was losing my mind.
I was ready to fight the fight.
I was
ready to quit.
Plus, I genuinely like you weirdos, and I like being in your orbit.
Aw. Thank you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Michael Mackey will be back tomorrow. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Michael Mackey, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.